Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Aramar Tefio on blogtalkradio.com. The views expressed here are not necessarily those of all hosts, guests, or producers, and the show is for a mature audience.
Everybody, welcome to Thursday's Hammer Down News. My name is Evan Batterton. I'm the host, and I want to welcome back part of our panel, Sarah, back to the show. Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. And I want to introduce my incomparable co-host. He is a world champion clog dancer from the Netherlands. Jeff, how are you?
Yeah, man. I'm doing good. Thanks, man. How are you doing?
I'm great. You're the best co-host and the best clog dancer on the planet.
No.
I owed you that, too. I owed you that one. I'm going to pass it to you, brother, and let you go ahead and introduce the topic for tonight, because we got a lot to cover and no time for shout-outs, really, so let's get going.
Oh, man, we got a lot to cover. Well, we're going to talk about Obama and, the cult-like people that are still following him, blindly following him. Everything that he has done in the time that he is in the office, his past, probably his future, because, we are not sure of that. We're gonna explain everything. His ties to the Zionists, to the Muslims, the bills he signed, everything. Everything you can imagine. Pick one. What do you want to start about, Evan?
I think we should probably start off with some facts about him.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the 44th president. He literally came from nowhere.
Yeah.
He really did. I mean, I didn't know anything about him until the very first time I heard him speak, and that was at the 2004 Democratic National Convention, and he stole the show.
Yeah,
that's when John Kerry was running against Bush. He stole the show, dude. And that's when he got his national rep for being a wonderful orator.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's been on the rise ever since. He was in the Illinois State Senate. He became a U.S. Senator for the state of Illinois, and then, bam, president. He didn't even finish his term in the Senate, in the United States Senate, and became president. So
you almost say that he's chosen for the job, right?
I would say he was chosen for the job, sir. What would you say?
I would agree.
I mean, it's a common, I'd say that the panel agrees collectively that presidents are chosen.
Of course.
Absolutely.
So,
I don't see what the fuck they are doing.
I think they're chosen. But there's been some controversy with Obama, too. There really has been. I mean, we can talk about his presidency, which has been a complete disaster. It really has. All the economic growth has benefited the top 5%. It has not benefited the people whatsoever. Obamacare has really been, it's been a major issue, and everybody that's for it is thinking it's universal health care when it's not.
It's
mandated insurance.
Absolutely not.
There's problems. There's problems. But there's problems with his birth. too. Sure. I'm going to let you handle that, Jeff. What's wrong? What happened at birth with him?
Oh, man. What happened at birth with him? Well, there are a lot of fucking speculations where, you know, this dude is born. Now, he changed his name, like we all know. You know, most of us know. His real name was Barry Soto. I don't know his middle name. And you have to ask yourself, why would it, you know, a president of the United States, you know, and there are a lot of people that say, you know, he's not even a legal U.S. citizen, or he wasn't born in America. You know, if there was a lot of fucking controversy about his birth certificate, and I got it here in front of me in fucking high def. Well, let me see what we've got here. He was, well, the child's, this is his birth certificate of the state of Hawaii. So this is something that has come up down the road. This is not his official birth certificate. But, you know, this is on the WhiteHouse.gov website. This is what they, you know, they are trying to let people know.
That's the digital copy, correct?
Exactly. And over here you see the place of birth, the city or town or rural location is Honolulu in Oahu. Well, that's something fucking interesting. I'm not sure, but I think he went to college there. Let me see. He was born in Honolulu. Oh, do we got, you know, Barack Hussein Obama. It is something to think about, because Hussein wasn't his original middle name. Why the fuck did he change it to Hussein? You know, we got Saddam Hussein. Something that a lot of people, you know, worry about. And he isn't really a black president. It's a little misunderstanding. His mother was white as fuck. His father, he was an African, but his mother was really white as can be. You know, his mother was born in Kansas. Let me see. She had no job at the time. But it's little. The digital birth certificate doesn't, you know, give a lot of clues away from what it really is. But we got something else, and this is the forensic findings on Obama's birth certificate about, you know, a team of, what do you call this, forensic agents. They inspected this shit, and they say it's 100%, it's a fake, or it's a copy, or it's fake. There's no doubt about it. And this was an individual research. This was not some government research. This is something from the outside, from independent.
Right.
Let's see what they say real quick. The validation of the shorter version he provided prior to his election in 2008, it's a complete fraud. It's a digital copy of something. It's not. This is really not an original what they scanned in, and they said on the fucking WhiteHouse.gov website. This is, it's complete fraud. That's something to think about. And there was a lot of controversy also about his, how do you guys call that here, his social security number, I think. And it turned out that it came back something on a man who was born in Kansas, but was, he was already dead for like five fucking years before Obama even was born. So you got some interesting geography facts. So go ahead, Evan. Yeah, you are fucking old.
The one thing that slapped me in the face, Jap, and this may be nothing. It really might not be. It could just be a misunderstanding, and it may be protocol for a country to be listed as what it is when it's a digital printout, but. Obama was born in 1961, right?
Yeah.
And it says on his birth certificate that his father was born in Kenya.
Yep, true.
But Kenya did not become a nation until 1963.
Oh, okay.
So
I don't really see where you're going, man. Try to explain it a little bit.
Where I'm going with this is he was born in 60. There's a time difference there. There was no Kenya in 1961 for his father to be from.
Uh-huh.
Is what I'm saying. There was no Kenya for dad to hail from. 1961 when Obama was born. Kenya wasn't a nation until 1963. And I, like I said, I don't know if it's protocol just because he was from the area or whatever
yeah.
it was called before that.
That's what I'm thinking, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
How the fuck was it called before that? I have no idea. It's way before my time, man.
I believe it was called a Western African Protectorate. Our producer, Ruthane, don't you have some roots in West Africa?
You do?
Not my ex-husband does. I don't. I'm going to try to check on what you just said, though. See what,
it's either West or East African Protectorate, I think.
East
it would
Africa.
Be Western. It would be Eastern. My husband
yeah.
from
yeah, so,
Kenya.
Yeah, it was labeled under a protectorate, so...
Yeah,
okay.
I'm reading it.
It would be like Puerto Rico or Guam or something like that.
Exactly.
I mean, because they're yeah. U.S. protectorates too.
Right.
So if they became states and they got different names, I mean,
mm-hmm.
would a person no longer be from Guam but from this Guam or whatever it would be changed to? I don't know. So,
isn't it?
I mean,
that's
something to check on.
Yeah, it really is. I just got a little question. This might be just stupid me, but isn't it? Protocol that's, you know, I'm looking here at the birth certificate and only the mother is named. Is that normal? I'm not really sure.
I mean, they know who the father is.
Yeah, I know too.
I thought dad was on that digital birth certificate. I guess he's not.
Well, I'm looking real hard and I can't find it. This is a little mix up. The full name of the father was also Barack Hussein Obama. No, okay, I got it wrong. Just a little mix-up.
Okay.
Well, let's go on.
Well, sir, what do you have on your dirt sheet for him? What do you got to talk about?
I'm sorry?
What do you have on your dirt sheet for Obama? What do you have to talk about?
I mean...
So much. There's so much. I'm just looking at...
What's your biggest issue with his presidency?
It's just, it's so false. Everything that he have campaigned on, he's gone back on.
Very true.
Everything that he's ever said is pretty much a lie. He tries to relate to people more than
mm-hmm.
he tries to lead. I heard Samuel L. Jackson said that the other day, that he has a problem with trying to relate to people when he talks to them instead of being a leader.
Oh, you saw that article. That one kicked ass. That one was really. He said you need to be more presidential. Don't try to relate to people. Just do your fucking job. And he can't even do that shit, right?
Because he's not on the same level as us at all.
He's a top 1%er. I wrote a blog about that. He is very wealthy, and we don't even know the profits that he's made off of his books or the profits that his wife has made off of his books either.
Right.
You really tell what his net worth is. So.
I mean, he's 100 vacations a year, so,
yeah.
I mean, he's got some sort of record, I think, for most vacations taken during a presidency, I think. He ranked
yeah.
up there.
How much did his trip cost to Africa or South Africa again? It was over 100 million, I think. Just bizarre. He's going to spend 100 million fucking dollars on a fucking vacation trip.
Because it's all their salaries paid by taxpayers.
Yep. You guys are paying for that. You know,
me too,
in fact. Let me see. Evan, I got a little question for you. Did you ever heard of, and I'm pretty sure that you did, his name is Bill Ayers. He's a domestic terrorist. Have you ever heard of that name?
Oh, yeah. He was friends with Barack Obama, very good friends with him.
Yeah,
and he got popped for domestic terrorism.
Yeah, he has worked for him with him over 20 years. It's just it's really crazy. He also had close friends and a regular business associate with a convicted real estate felon, Tony Resco. I have no idea who that is. Do you know who that is? Tony Resco?
I mean, it was all part of that scandal. He got hit with that scandal early on in his presidency, and nobody really batted much of an eye. I mean, a lot of right-wingers in the country were pissed off about it, and they still are, but it just, like, completely blew over. I mean, it completely blew over. It really shocked me.
Yeah, they really try to, you know, swipe it under the tip. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But we got all the bills he signed, and he signed pretty much. Did he also sign the Patriot Act? I think he did, right?
What he did is he amended the Patriot Act.
Okay, then.
So he promised to get rid of it. That's what he promised to do. He promised to get rid of it, and he promised to get rid of Gitmo. And what he ended up doing was signing an amended version of the Patriot Act, which Mitt Romney supported too. Mm-hmm. You know, and we're going to hit Republicans too, guys. Nobody's safe. But
nobody.
And then he spent $40 million to do some remodeling and some construction work on Gitmo. So he didn't do anything.
He didn't do shit. And what you said earlier on about that speech he gave, you know, that he really stole the crowd with. I think I watched that one too. And I don't have this quote of him in front of me, but I think it was something like, it was about government spying. You know, no more unconstitutional government spying, that kind of crap. But this was all back in 2004. You know, we're almost 10 years later now. And look what the fuck he has done. He has passed the NDAA. You know, he amends the Patriot Act. What do you say? But he did much
worse.
Yeah,
he amended the Patriot Act.
Yeah, he did much worse. The Monsanto Protection Act. He signed it on the same fucking day that everybody was distracted about gay rights and shit.
He appointed a vice president as a lead advisor to the executive director in Monsanto as well.
Yeah,
so
he did.
There's got to be some political, there's got to be some financial kickbacks from Monsanto to political office, I imagine.
Yeah, but Monsanto, it really is, you know, they renamed it, right? Academia-X or something like that. Oh, no, sorry. They renamed Blackwater to Academia-X. I'm sorry. And
they had... And Academia is their third name for it. Mm. Academia is the third name for it, and it contracts to everybody, including the government, and he has used Academia as well. It took him long enough to get us out of the two wars, and really, I mean, he didn't take anybody out because the largest United States embassy on the planet is in Baghdad, and there's over 10,000 Americans inside that embassy right now.
Oh, that's fucking coincidental. I was just... watching TV downstairs, and it was about Baghdad and how they reinstalled the government there and that kind of shit. They really did some sneaky shit. This was under Bush. But at first they said, you know, we are not here to try and install an American government and that kind of shit. That's what they said. And like 6, 7, 8 months later, they arranged an emergency intern government, and all the people from the opposition and from Kurdistan and all that kind of shit, they came there, and this was the old building from Saddam Hussein, if I remember that correct. And there was just a lot of American big dogs there. And in the end, those people that didn't get appointed any government government places, they just were, you know, pawns for the Americans who already were there, you know. So it's just a sneaky job, you know. It's just like Obama. I can remember so fucking well that he was on TV and everything was fucking glitter and glory. Yeah, we're gonna bring you fucking change and that kind of shit. We're gonna get rid of Gitmo, we're gonna get everybody health care. You know, nothing has come from it, absolutely nothing. Which is all one big fat lie. And you got a really weird past.
That guy has survived only because of his voice, and he had great speech writers.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing to measure. I mean, he had really no voting record, guys.
No.
If you think about it, when he jumped on the scene, there was no need for anybody to look at his voting record on the war with Iraq because he didn't have to vote. He never had to vote on it. So he had nobody had any idea just what a warmonger he really was.
Yeah.
and whenever he was running as a peaceful president. He was running as a peacetime president, but he's been more of a wartime president than Bush was.
Yeah, and he got the
fucking Nobel Peace Prize. And there was no voting record to check. There was no voting record at all.
Yeah, it's just pure idiocy. Pretty fucking crazy. And here's the funny thing. You know, Obama, he has a health brother. He's living in a tiny fucking shed in Kenya. He's making like $12 a year. And he ignores that. He's saying, I'm the least of my brother's keepers. You know, this is just a small fact. But you know, still, I've heard that on the town where he comes from in Kenya, they don't really want to see him back. In the past, they saw him like, oh, he's a fucking hero and that kind of shit. You know, he made it as the American president. You know, so it's basically kind of the president of the world, what you want to say. But he didn't do shit for the people at home. He just left them there. They don't give a fuck. And now they're going to push Monsanto. They're going to push it all the way down to Africa. You know, this was funny with the mall shooting and that kind of shit, what just happened lately. You know, there's a lot of shit wrong with that, you know, but I think we need to talk about it another time. You know, it made me think of the Woolwich terror attack in the UK. And of course Obama, he jumps right to the gun. He said, yeah, we can't let this shit happen. And I'm, you know, just one little observation for me. It's funny that they call, if it's a Muslim or a black person, they are really fast to call those persons a terrorist. But look at James Holmes. He didn't get called a terrorist. He got called a crazy fucking white dude on a psychotic medication and that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the ignorance is fucking off the charts. It really is. But, you know,
I'm pretty sure Aaron Alexis was probably on antipsychotics too.
Oh, yeah, man. I
imagine he was on heavy meds also.
I think he wasn't. I'm not sure about this. He went to the hospital. He only got some drugs that helped him sleep at night and to calm him down. And it was for anxiety. And I saw that on the Alex Jones page, and I jumped right to it. And I saw a fucking cocksucker. He was saying, yeah, well, he was on psycho blah, blah, blah meds. And it wasn't true. Because a friend of mine, she messaged me and said, he's lying out of his fucking ass because I took the same meds. And those are for to get better in sleep. If you take two or three of them, boom, you can't move a fucking muscle. So I think, you know, it's crazy that they didn't jump on that from the beginning, you know, with the medical care and that kind of shit. But, you know, about the Navy Yard shooting, we both saw that video and how the FBI, they made that speech. And it was funny because everybody was paying attention to the MIELF weapon. We all figured that it stand for extremely low frequency. And here comes the FBI, and they are saying, yeah, it stands for extremely low frequency. He was thinking that he was being controlled by low radiation waves and that kind of shit. It's just crazy.
They made a point to bring up people like us, people that have a problem with heart. And people that have a problem and believe that the CIA are using voice of God weapons and things like that. They made a point to bring it up that, and I believe the woman said that we believe in the unfounded accusations of its practical uses.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And she started talking about, you know, this was a woman from the FBI. I don't know her name or something. And she started talking about that it was used for submarine communication and shit. And I was like, holy fuck, man. She's talking about HAARP in Alaska. You know, not only in Alaska, but everywhere. And, you know, what comes first to my mind is that, you know, you can say all you want that it is for submarine communication and that kind of shit. And that it's one big fucking conspiracy theory. But it operates at the same frequency heads as the human brain. So this is not, it is not impossible. It is very possible, and they have done this before. You know, they probably won't admit this shit now, but when I was looking at that shit, I was thinking, like, they are fucking, the FBI is talking about mind control, you know, right in the fucking open. But of course, she had to sneak in the word conspiracy theorist. You know, they fucking love to do that.
Well, why not kill two birds with one stone if you're them? I mean, it won't be long before there's some sort of official release on it, and then Obama and Feinstein and other people are going to talk about bringing the gun bill back, and then why not make us look bad at the same time?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a very good one.
And I mean, why not do it? I mean, that's exactly what they're doing. Why not slip it in? Anderson Cooper's been sure to do that every single time.
There's
been an incident.
Every single
time he does that. Yeah. Fuck Anderson Cooper. Fuck Anderson Cooper.
Now,
I got some dirt here. I got some gossip on Obama. I'm going to talk about his mama, all right? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about his mama for a second, and then we'll talk about the NDAA, and I'll get you guys' opinions on that. But,
go ahead.
It has been said, it has been rumored that, and Obama has officially said that his religion is Christianity, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's his official religion. That's his official response. His mother, Ann Dunham, absolutely despised Christianity, and there are claims that she was raised a socialist and that her parents were very socialist, too. I don't know. This is all alleged, by the way. This is all alleged. Now,
it sounds like something that could be very on the spot.
Yeah.
Won't surprise.
And there are claims that there's a man, get this, named Frank Marshall Davis.
Oh, yeah.
And Obama has said that this was his chief mentor. This is his chief mentor, Frank Marshall Davis. Not that this is a bad thing, but he was openly bisexual. He's written a book about it.
Oh yeah, you're right.
About how much he loves sex and sexual trysts. And there was something released during the elections, the presidential elections, that he had taken pornographic pics and videos, allegedly, of Obama's mom.
Yeah.
Now, nobody has absolutely proved that is false or that any of those things have been photoshopped, which, I mean, I couldn't find it. I couldn't find anything where it was officially said, no, that's not true, it was photoshopped. He never commented on it, but I have seen the pictures.
Like nobody cared.
Seen the pictures.
Yeah, me too. Just imagine that that was, George Bush's mom. Just...
Yeah.
Just to throw it in fucking perspective, I think there will be a...
If Barbara got naked? Yeah.
That would be a natural disaster.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, that would be pretty bad. Let's see what else I have here.
Oh,
also, I want to talk about... before I get into the Council on Foreign Relations and what Obama's in now... His very first spiritual advisor, and he knew this man for 20 years as well. His name was Reverend Jeremiah Wright.
Oh, yeah, I'm just reading this shit. Let's go into this.
Yeah, I just want to read a quote from Reverend Jeremiah Wright really quickly. He is quoted as saying that the goal of black theology is the destruction of everything white so that blacks can be liberated from alien gods. End quote. That was one thing. That was one thing that he said.
That's pretty crazy.
Obama's vote. One thing that was included in his voting record, and for me, I personally have a problem with this, and because he denied that he voted for this when he was an Illinois state senator. He denied this, but he did vote for this. He voted for partial birth abortions in Illinois.
Yeah.
Which is particularly barbaric, and I believe an abortion doctor went down recently because some stuff got leaked that the partial births that he was doing, the babies were in fact still alive and making noise before they were killed.
That's crazy.
So there's some problems there with partial birth abortions. I mean, when you give birth to a child and then, or you breach it or whatever, and And then terminate it. So,
I want to add something, Evan. I want to add something to what you said about this. That his parents, he raised him as as a socialist. He was registered as Barry Sutoro. Or I said it wrong the previous time. And he was a Muslim citizen in Indonesia as a child, and he spent 3 years in a Muslim religion school studying the Quran and saying Islamic prayers. This is a fact, but how does, you know, there's so much controversy about his real, his birthplace and his, you know, what he comes from, his roots and that kind of shit. And it's really just impressive to think that this dude is now the United States of America. You know, this won't happen a lot. It's really crazy.
Yeah, and Ruth Ann and I were talking when we were waiting for the show to come on, and she brought up a good point. You know, he doesn't really, there's things that he does, especially the warmongering, in which he acts very, very conservative. I mean, he is a big-time warmonger. His foreign policy is identical to George Bush's, and a lot of his domestic policies are, too. There's a lot of things that point to him being absolutely neocon, and at the same time, he talks out of the left side of his mouth also, in which he looks very socialist, and there's been a bunch of accusations about him being a socialist, a communist. Now,
trust me, he's...
and I brought this up too. What's that?
Trust me, he's not socialist or communist.
and I don't think that he is. I mean, he's more. America's a corporate fascist. Is a corporate fascist government more than anything.
Corporate.
With the warmongering and wanting central control power, it's more fascism than anything.
Yeah.
It really is. But I think he's about as Muslim as I am, dude. I really do. I don't think I think maybe he said he was a Muslim, but I think he's about as Muslim as I am. And there's a lot of Americans that have a big problem
with
him being Muslim and with 9/11 happening, and there's a lot of people that say, you know, he's controlled by Jews or this or that. Obama is not a Jew. Obama is not a Muslim. And Obama is certainly not a Christian. He is not.
Nope.
He is none of those things.
Nope.
He is none of those things. His only God is power.
A lot of people think that he is a Muslim. A lot. A lot. And they say, you know, you can see it right here, the Muslims are... The fucking bad Muslims are taking over America. Yeah, we even got a Muslim in the White House. You know, but it's complete bullshit, and I don't know where the fuck they got it from. Maybe this is all planned. You know, like everything.
The majority of his staff was Jewish. Okay, that's a fact. The majority of his staff was Jewish.
Yeah,
I don't think that a conservative Muslim is going to appoint a bunch of Jews, especially Rahm Emanuel, as the White House chief advisor. I really don't. I mean, I don't see that, and I'd like to know exactly how many Jews have been killed with a drone bomb during his presidency, as opposed
probably
to how
not.
Many Muslims have died. And I don't think that there have been any, and I could be wrong, but I would say that it's somewhere in the thousands versus zero.
Yeah, it's
he has killed nothing but Muslims. He's killed nothing but Muslims with drones.
Exactly.
So to say that he is a Muslim and he has allied himself with Muslim nations, but then to look at his kill list that he says that he has, and
it's
to look at the victims of drone warfare, it doesn't add up.
Yeah,
it doesn't add up at
contradictory.
All.
Yeah, very true. You know, funny
and then
thing about
I told promised Ruth Ann that I was going to talk about Rahm Emanuel too, and I have an interesting story about Rahm Emanuel when Obama first got inaugurated, but I'm going to give some fun facts about Rahm Emanuel. He's big on gun grabs, and he's the mayor of Chicago.
Yeah.
So he's the mayor of Chicago. He holds dual citizenship with Israel and the United States.
Like most politicians. A lot of politicians.
He is a Gulf War veteran, but he fought on Israel's side. He's a Gulf War veteran. He fought on Israel's side. His dad was a member of the Ergin Gang in Israel, which was a particularly violent group.
Holy shit,
the Ergin Gang was very violent.
I didn't know that.
Cut the throats of Palestinians, allegedly, things like that. I mean, a very, very violent group.
Yeah.
And also, Rahm Emanuel was in the White House with Bill Clinton as well. And I have heard, and this is just kind of rumors and scuttlebutt, but I have heard that Clinton was scared to death of Rahm Emanuel, and he would never tell Rahm anything And the reason for that is that if Clinton ever did anything that pissed Rahm Emanuel off, then Rahm Emanuel would go straight to the press with it. And that was just kind of the reputation that he had. Also, when the Clinton scandal broke out, he had the photos of everybody involved in the scandal, and he was, and this is just kind of a story, but he was putting a knife through the photos. At a confidential meeting. He was putting the knife through the photos of the people who were involved in outing the scandal. Now, this is what he did to Obama. Get this. Apparently, after Obama was inaugurated, he had a meeting with Nancy Pelosi. And this was in the Idaho Observer. The Idaho Observer reported this story, and the title of the story was, "Is Who Is Really in Control?" Yeah. Rahm was cracking his knuckles at the table, and it was loud. It was disturbing. Obama apparently tells him, or asks him to not stop, or to not crack his knuckles, and the police stop. He gets up out of his chair. He walks over to Obama, and he puts his hand in his face, right in his ear, and he starts popping his knuckles. That was in the Idaho Observer.
Are you fucking kidding me? Is that
confirmed? I'm not kidding you. That was in the Idaho Observer. Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's just
he's
something.
Got a reputation for being very violent, and like Ruth Ann said to me earlier, definitely in a Napoleon complex.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any way around that.
Yeah.
And before I get into the Rothschild ties and everything, because there are Rothschild ties with Obama and people he's involved with, or at least I think there are, then I want to talk about the National Defense Authorization Act. And I know, Jap, you and Sarah both have some things to say on that, so I'm going to pass it back over to you guys and let you handle this, you know, that part of it.
Yeah, perfect. No, let me begin with asking Sarah a question. The NDAA, it's fucking horrible. What do you think about it, and what are your moral points on this? Because it's just bizarre.
It's really insane that you can be indefinitely detained without...
Yeah. And this is not just for foreign suspects or terrorists. Because it looks like that.
Without trial, no due process, nothing.
Exactly.
And it slipped in under the table while nobody was looking. He signed it, was New Year's Eve?
Yeah, I think January 1st. I'm not sure, but I think January 1st.
Right around that area where nobody's paying attention because everybody's hungover.
Yeah, that's a good fucking point.
I've tried to discuss NDAA with people, and they, a lot of times, don't want to hear it.
No, they should read the end of it, because in the end, there's this little sneaky part, and it says that it's not only for foreign terrorists, but it could also be used, you know, just for regular U.S. citizens. So what he basically is saying is, fuck the Constitution, I don't give a fuck. If we want to detain you without trial, without nothing, you know, they don't really give a shit. They can do whatever they want. They can get a U.S. citizen, law-abiding U.S. citizen, they can just throw them in Gitmo. And like we know from Gitmo, the most people on there, they haven't even been trialed yet. Nothing. It's really treacherous shit. It's really bizarre. It's also for a financial part. Let me see. It's a $650 billion bills. And it contains over 88.5 billion more ongoing wars. And it would add another $60 billion to the Navy plans for the F-18 fighter program. It's really, if people should really read that shit and not just, you know, accept it like it is, they would be in fucking shock. They really would be. And I see that Evan got a little bit here about I don't know what the fuck this is, Evan.
Bipartisan,
yeah.
Bipartisan. The NDAA has had bipartisan support. That means that Democrats and Republicans and the Senate and the House have both supported the National Defense Authorization Act.
It was voted for 98-0, so everybody was cool with it.
And Romney was 100% for it, I believe, too.
All they have to do, really, right, is declare you to be a terrorist or have suspicion that you're a terrorist, correct?
Yep. And they can do whatever they want.
But basically, anybody who's a terrorist, because the definition of terrorism has recently changed into pretty much anything, like anyone who complains about paying taxes, anyone who complains about the government, you're considered a sovereign American or a terrorist.
Yep.
Evangelicals and pro-lifers are considered domestic terror watchers. There's some people who watch, so. Yeah.
If you drive around with a Ron Paul bumper sticker, they could also see you as a domestic terrorist. And you just crazy.
You go on a watch list.
Yeah, I'm probably on a watch list.
Yeah, I think everybody is on the fucking watch list. If you stand against Israel, you could be a domestic terrorist. You know, everything.
You go on a watch list if you stand against Israel. That's another thing, too. And one of the reasons that you'll go on the watch list if you stand against Israel is the 2004 Global Anti-Semitism Review Act.
There's a bill for anti-Semitism?
Yeah, there's a law, and it's not exactly new, but there was a new one signed in 2004. You remember my Noahide blog, Jeff? The 14 things that are new in the Global Anti-Semitism Review Act. They're in that blog too. But one of the 14 things is if you speak against Israel or you have pity for, the Palestinian effort or any enemy of Israel, then it's considered to be anti-Semitic according to that act.
Holy shit, they must really fucking like me then. That's not good, man. Really not good.
No.
But also the act...
No, that's
was,
bad.
Yeah, it was strongly opposed by by Amnesty International, by the Human Rights First, Human Rights Watch, the Center for Constitutional Rights. I can go on like this. Let me see. The Cato Institute, Reason Magazine, the Council on American Islamic Relations, everything. Everything, there's no such thing as human rights. They don't really care about that. But most people don't realize that this bill, you know, the national, the NDAA, it really grants the government the power to do just whatever the fuck they want. They can call, you know, like Sarah just said, the definition of a terrorist it changed a little bit. I think that everybody listening, if they know it or not, if you're a little bit on social media and you speak out against it, or even if you're a member of the Tea Party, or you if you're a strong opposer of a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, that all makes you go on a fucking watch list. You are considered a domestic terrorist. Any war veteran or veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder and who are on medication, that kind of shit, they're all fucking terrorists. And I think the main reason for this is because soldiers, and I speak with a lot of them, and they start to see what the fuck is going on, that they're not fighting for their country or whatever, they're fighting for fucking political greed. You know, the NDAA is the same as Hitler's Enabling Act. You know, he did the same. He did the exact same thing. And I've said this before. I think I said this over a dozen times on this show. What Obama's doing is exactly the same as what Hitler was doing. You know, providing, claiming that you can bring change and that kind of shit. But in the end, probably you're just gonna get bored on the fucking trains. It's really crazy. And it's not even... If you look at the FEMA camps from today, they're not camps to hold you when shit goes down. No, they're fucking prisons. They're prisons, and they have the railroads inside the fences, and they have the fences. They have spikes on it, and it's not to keep people out, but it's to keep people in. They're pointed inwards, and this is just a little bit about FEMA camps. You know, it's just really crazy. It's really crazy.
Yeah. It is. And, you know, Obama said the same thing Hitler did about NDAA, that he would never use it, you know, to detain Americans, yet it's still
in the list.
Within his power to do so. And Hitler said he would never use the Enabling Act either. There would never be any need to, but he absolutely did use it.
Yeah,
a lot of people think that it's absurd to make the comparison between Obama and Hitler, but if you, it's not, because nobody expected Hitler to do what he did either.
Nobody.
You know, nobody thought that that would happen in a million years, and it happened. They, in terms of creating this cult of personality, and, you know, this, like you said, abomination, you know, versus the big Nazi rallies and things like that.
I don't see much difference, sadly. You know, the people who are, you know, it's a good example. Look at what happened after Boston, after they got the supposed terrorist, you know, fucking 90-year-old kid, and they shot one dead, or they drove over him with the police vehicle, whatever happened to him. The entire town, and I don't know where the fuck the flags came from. It's like fucking government agents was handing them out, and you get in line there, we're gonna take a fucking picture, and it's gonna get on the first newspaper. It's just crazy. They're just, you know, people have no idea, I'm afraid. Or I'm afraid that people truly have no idea, you know, the most people, what really America is going to, because it starts to look like Nazi Germany. You got all the fucking checkpoints, now they are spying on you a hard time. You know, everything, it's just crazy. And I just see here from our producer that we have a caller, 817, Wudan, what, do you want to put him in?
You're on the air, 817.
You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, bud?
Hey, man, what's up? Who is this? Good evening.
Hey, how's it going? Well, excuse me?
How's it going?
Okay, well, I just wanted to go ahead and give you guys a little tip of information real quick.
Oh, of course.
As far as everything that's going on with Syria right now, there's actually something that is bigger than that going on. I don't know if you know, but right now, you know, Putin and Obama are together, correct?
Right now? At this moment?
Right, at this moment.
What are they talking about? I think I missed this.
Okay, well, I can't really go into details, but I'll just kind of explain this to you.
Okay, I understand.
Basically, there is a false flag coming up very soon. A lot of people are saying October, but really,
I've heard it a lot. Crazy amount of time.
Yes, many of the FEMA camps are actually opening, all right, in November. Come October, that is when they will put martial law into effect.
What do you think that they're going to do? You know, what did they have planned for the people?
There are certain signs that are going around, and there's certain talks that are going around regarding exactly what they're going to do. I don't want to go into too much on it.
I understand.
But basically, what's going to happen is, come November, you're going to start seeing signs of certain things. Like, the gun control is going to go rampant.
Yeah. They are pushing for that.
After this happens with gun control, next step's going to be that they're going to start with Syria again. Now, there's a reason for this. Russia is involved with the U.S. They are going to come together to capitalize with the FEMA camp they're opening. I will give you one tidbit of advice in order to follow through with this. What you have to look for is you have to look for who's stocking up on the guns. And I'll give you a clue. It's Russia.
Yeah, that's very true. They pretty much are. But I've just read something recently that, what is his name? From Syria. Shit, man, I forgot his name. This is wrong. Al-Bashar. Yes, Assad. Sorry. I'm fucking crazy. He doesn't want to, you know, he says that he doesn't have the chemical weapon, that it isn't him. And I'm not saying he's a good man, but I believe him that he doesn't. I believe those are the rebels. And those rebels, you know, like most people know, they're implanted there, they're funded by the US. They're probably created by the Mossad, and they keep getting guns. They said, we are not going to comply with the US until you stop giving the opposition, the rebels, the guns.
Right.
It's just, yeah, it's just really crazy.
Yeah,
and you are correct when you say that a lot of shit is going down. We have heard so much shit for October, and
hey, caller, how positive are you that something's going to happen in October? 100%.
Yeah, I'm 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sure. Yeah, like I said, I can't really go into too much. I'm actually kind of nervous being involved in this, but the information's got to get out there. What I can tell you is, you have to look at it from a perspective of what's going on in the United States right now.
Mm-hmm.
How many different false flags have we seen? How many have we actually put out there and proven that they were false flags and nobody does anything about it? NDAA 10-1 is the reason that those false flags are legally allowed to be out there. The government put that in place.
That's very true. A lot of false flags have happened. If you want to count them up since 9/11, then I think you have. Only in America, I think you would have like 20 or 30 that we know of. You know, there might be much, much more. And if we're looking at the foreign policy and in the Middle East and that kind of shit, probably much, much more. And
you want to look at an example of what's going to happen here, all you got to do is look at Greece right now.
Mm.
That'll tell you everything that you want to know. Look it up right now. And that's what's about to happen here.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that one more time? Because you got my attention now.
What I was saying is, if you want to know what exactly is going to happen here, all you have to do is go ahead and look into Greece of what's happening over there right now.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're saying. Oh, shit. Okay.
You're talking about the Golden Dawn, right? And the,
the anarchist movement and that kind of shit. Golden Dawn.
Yeah.
It's pretty
people
deep.
People killing each other in the streets. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
I mean, right now, and there's a complete media blackout of it.
Yeah.
There's just so much that's going on in the U.S. right now that
people are.
I mean, you couldn't wrap your mind around exactly what they're trying to do. If I explain some of the stuff that I told you, you wouldn't even.
I think it just cut off the line. Ruthann, did we lose him?
Did we lose him?
Oh, I'm still here.
Oh, you're still here.
Okay.
Sorry.
You
got
there.
Cut off in the middle of the sentence. Sorry. Yeah, but what you were saying, you know, and I can't be positive, but you say it with such conviction. Evan, you sent me something. This was like 2 or 3 months ago. Can you remember that this woman sent it to you?
I bet I do.
Yeah. Well, you sent it to me and I was fucking mind blown. And like a few weeks, no, maybe later, like a month after that, we got all the information about FEMA Region 3 and that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And everybody was focused on October the 1st and October, November, everything in between that. And I can remember that I messaged
it's
you.
It's because FEMA's been buying up supplies.
Yeah. And
the UN troops have been training in Region 3 for urban assault.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Am I correct on that, caller?
Do what? I'm sorry.
Am I correct on that, FEMA's been buying up a bunch of supplies and training in urban assault for the UN troops?
Oh, you're 100%. There's a lot of pictures and videos and everything else that are going. They're just driving on the highway and everything else. They're getting ready.
I've
seen a lot of urban assault vehicle photos too, caller. They look kind of like very, very small, tanks. But they don't have treads like tanks. They're just on tires. But urban assault vehicles.
Those are from FEMA. Those are sponsored by the Department of Homeland Security. It's just bizarre.
Oh, hey, these vehicles, they're not only military. These are police vehicles, guys. And these things are armored. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yesterday I got a message from somebody, and they said that there was a lot of movement. I'm not sure which city it was. And they said, I've never seen this shit. Well, this person, he saw the movement, but everything was fully armed. It was fully armed, and it was just driving along the fucking street. And you can't, I'm not sure if that's legal to do that, but you know, nothing surprised me these days. But that's, you know, it's pretty fucking crazy. If you count up everything up, you know, I can't say it for 100%, but, you know, everything is kind of pointing to October. It's really fucking crazy. It really is.
So what's the deal with the Russian troops on American soil? Because I've had a theory that it might be a Russian version of Blackwater, or it's absolutely legal, with the exception of firing bullets and attacking anybody, if a foreign power dresses in the uniforms of an enemy as well. And I thought maybe Americans were in Russian uniforms.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
I don't want to. Can you confirm if there are actual Russian troops from Russia's military on American soil?
Yeah, they're very much Russian troops. I don't want to go too far into this, but what I'll go ahead and say is that this whole Syria thing, it's not about Assad. It's about getting Russia over into the U.S. with people, without people questioning it. That's what I can tell you.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a very good theory. That's a pretty good one. You know, they are saying, "Hey, look, man, we are joining together with Russia, so it's not something weird if you see the fucking Russian troops here."
So it would legitimize it. It would legitimize a Russian attack on American soil. Basically, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay. What you're looking at is a coup against the American people. That's what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And it. I mean, you guys, I know you've looked into all this stuff and everything else, but you can't tell me that you're buying any of this serious stuff, what's going on and everything, these pictures they put out and everything else.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of shit, a lot of controversial shit about this. A lot. You know,
I don't
buy a whole lot of anything in Syria, not from the rebels, not from the Syrian army. I think Syria is bad news all around. I really do. Not the people, but the government and the military.
What you have and what you're seeing is you're seeing a cabal with the government going around in their trashing country. All they're trying to do is they're trying to knock them on their head and say, look, we've got the power. And then what they do is they pay them off. I mean, you can look this up. It goes back into history. CIA, shit like that. It's big, guys. It's nothing small. A lot of people think it's a little conspiracy theory. This is one of those things that's going to change humanity the way it works.
Well, I said on our serious shows Syria is a complete powder keg because I also said Russia's going to march on Israel before it's all said and done.
Yep.
I absolutely said that. I believe that Russia's going to march on Israel before it's all said and done, and I've told other people before, this is the makings of an East versus West war.
Because
China will get drug into it eventually because they have a military cooperation act with Russia. I mean, they almost have to if Russia gets attacked also. And the Russian embassy just got mortared in Syria.
Yeah, it still surprised me that that didn't tip them off. Really crazy.
Is there
anything else you can tell us?
Anything you want to tell us.
Right.
Have you guys heard about the million mass march that's going on? I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah. November 5th.
But are you guys going to be involved in it at all?
I'm going to try.
I mean, we're thinking about it. I am.
Well, there's some links and sites and stuff like that that are putting up that there's a possible PSYOP going on within the mass march.
Yeah, I heard that shit too.
So it really needs to be looking into because there was a video going around a long time ago. I don't remember exactly who put it out. But basically it was talking about how that they were going to do something to discredit Anon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's possibly going to be at this march. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But this lady, she has like bought up all these domains and everything else, and she's trying to take control of the whole operation.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that sounds really fucking bad. Anytime somebody from Anonymous is trying to, you know, take control of operations or that kind of shit, and heaven, we know it with the Committee of 666, you know, also a member.
Oh, yeah, the Committee of 666 and Pfeiffer, yeah.
Yeah, sure. It's pretty coincidental that one of the main leaders is a Grandmaster Mason, and he isn't shy about it. And we got suspicions that, you know, that Pfeiffer is a member of the Order of the Golden Dawn, which was pretty coincidental with the shit going down lately. And you can always see when people are trying to take control of something that it's not good. It's really not good. They're trying to steer them in a direction that people probably shouldn't be going. They really shouldn't. Yeah, it's really crazy. And what you said about the Million Mask March, I think a couple, I don't know how big it's going to be, but I'm sure that there will be people in the thousands. And right now in Canada, for example, it's illegal to wear a mask. Because they can't recognize you and that kind of shit. And maybe something is going to happen, because I can remember the... what was the name? The armed march to Washington, D.C., and they canceled it. And everybody was thinking there could be, government agents in between it. And they could really easy just fire one bullet and boof, you can discredit the entire crowd. And maybe something, you know, a federal agent could also hide behind a mask, you know, and they could do whatever they want. It's really crazy.
Oh, yeah, they did that with Occupy Wall Street.
They
fucking ruined Occupy Wall Street because they had people, it was a psyop. They had people planted in the crowd. I mean, that's a textbook way to fuck up a protest, is to plant people in there to give the cops the excuse to fuck it up. I mean, that's a textbook.
I've seen it. Go ahead.
I was going to say they did the same thing with Trayvon Martin whenever he died and everything, so that they could sit here and create racism to create segregation.
Yep, they're perfect.
Right.
They're really good
between white, yeah, between whites and blacks, and Zimmerman wasn't even white.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
He wasn't even white. That's how good they are when they want to be.
Yeah, they really are.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's very true.
Also, let you guys go. I'll leave you with a little... idea of probably what you're going to see. I guess the biggest way to say this was just keep watching the television, as you know. Those are the ones that come out with all their information, as they claim.
Yeah, as they claim.
You're going to need to look for, just start looking in the background of what's going on. Mm-hmm. You look in the background what's going on, you're going to find out what's real and what's not. Mm-hmm. One thing that I can say is that these FEMA camps and everything else, if you watch and they report on anything that has to do with people being in prison or anything else, just watch the background. I can't really explain that too much to you, but you'll get the idea.
I understand.
TV.
You know, I want to thank you a shitload. You know, thanks a lot for calling in. I understand that you got to be careful, but it's cool. You know, thanks a lot. If you ever want to call in again, we have a show every week. You know, thanks for everybody, also on the panel. I'm my fucking co-host. Well, thanks a lot.
Definitely thank you for calling in. And what do I always tell you guys about mainstream media, what he just said? I always tell people, you got to fucking watch mainstream media. I tell people that all the time. Oh, I don't ever watch mainstream media because it's all lies. Now, not everything. You got to learn the code. You got to learn the language. You got to read in between the lines.
Mm-hmm. Look what they are giving to the people.
Also, the NDAA 1031... that introduced propaganda legally is for media and for government. So you have to look at it from both angles. Government tells media what to do. Media puts the shit out. Do they get in trouble for any of it? No, because it's all legal.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's legal to lie on the fucking arm, on the mainstream news.
It's legal to lie as long as you don't kill. It's legal to lie as long as you don't kill. So look at it this way. Mm-hmm. Do you believe Sandy Hook? Hell no.
Hell no.
Boston's been exposed.
Yep. No, you're very right. You're very fucking right. Probably nobody died at Sandy Hook. You know, those two guys.
You have to think of it. You have to think of it that way. We have all this evidence.
Mm-hmm.
We're allowed to all that confidence that then, and then they ignore it, that's because it's not real.
Very true.
All right, guys. Take care.
Yeah, man. Have a good evening.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling me. Good night.
Sure. Good night.
Well, that was fucking interesting. That was interesting.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
I was just about to say that. What do you guys think?
Oh, man.
Okay.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. You know, it's just, it lines up with, you know, the suspicions and information we got. I'm trying not too much to put it out there because I don't want to sound like fucking Alex Jones saying, you know, this shit is coming. Get fucking ready.
Yeah.
You know, that's not really, really myself. But, you know, there's so much information that points to this shit. It's just crazy. Sarah, what do you think about this?
I'm kind of taken back, actually. That was kind of crazy. I've heard that stuff is coming very soon, and I can kind of feel it, so it makes me a little bit nervous.
Yeah, I understand that. But hey, you can walk around with a fucking machine gun over there, just so you're all good.
You got to get ammo for it, too.
Yeah, the ammo is running low, right? I've heard that people can't get fucking ammo anymore.
The Department of Homeland Security is buying all the ammo.
Yeah. It's crazy. It really is. It really is. Well, damn. Well, we just got a little bit off topic, but that's okay, because that was interesting as fuck. What do we got left? We got, like, small hour left, do we? I think...
Yeah.
Well, Evan, do you have anything to say about this? Because that was a pretty impressive phone call, and if you're still listening, again, thanks a lot for coming in, because, you know, shit like that, it needs to get out there. You know, I'm gonna look into this way more, because now you got my fucking interest in this. What is your opinion on this, Evan?
Well, you know, like you said, I sent you that stuff a few months ago. But one of the things that I've always stuck by is when there's that much leaked out about Region 3, then it's probably not going to happen in Region 3. It's not going to kick off in Region 3. You know, you look right, they go left. But then again, I could be wrong, and it could happen in Region 3. And it's like I said on the Sirius show, man. It's going to happen. It is.
Yeah.
I said that on the show.
It's a matter of time.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen before 2015. It's going to kick off before then. And, you know, as far as Russian troops attacking on American soil, that's absolutely feasible for something like that to happen. But I definitely
think
Israel's going to war with Syria, and Russia will march on Israel. I really believe that.
And then you got Iran, which is all the nuclear capabilities. They will stand for Syria. And if Iran fires a fucking nuke at Israel, dude, that's going to be fucking hell. And not only for the
Israel will wipe Syria and Iran off the map, and that's what's going to cause Russia to march on them.
Exactly. That's a good point.
They don't stand a chance. They really don't. They stand no chance whatsoever.
Yeah.
And it's going to be so bad.
Makes me think of the neutron bomb. That's what's going to motivate
Putin to march. That's my opinion.
Yeah, it makes me think of the neutron bomb and what you said. I forgot the name of the method. It was some biblical meaning about taking down the pillars while you're under it yourself. You know, with Israel.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. And it's funny because I think you can remember that I said that Obama is going to be the last president.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you've always stuck by that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You've always stuck by that. And I tend to agree with you on that.
Yeah. And why that is because, you know, one of my opinions is that martial law... Oh, this is funny, by the way. Do you remember what Nathan, what he sent us, where he tagged us in? That thousands of signs with martial laws now in effect were being spotted in Illinois. It's crazy.
Yeah, he said that. Yeah, a truck full of martial law signs.
Yeah, and more people have been sending me the same shit. You know, there hasn't really been confirmation on that. But you know, what's the problem? Do we need to hear it from Fox News or something to believe it? I'm not sure. Yeah. You know, if you know, let's say that martial law kicks in tomorrow, just speculation. when the country is under martial law, it suspends the election. It suspends, well, almost everything.
It suspends the Constitution completely.
It's not like it's worth anything right now, but it's really, that's going to be anarchy in the streets, and people will probably, you know, be begging to get in fucking FEMA camps, because outside the FEMA camps, there's going to be rape, there's going to be plundering, there's going to be murder, there's going to be total fucking anarchy if shit goes down. Then you got the troops in the streets, you know. People want to get in FEMA camps, and I think that is what the government wants. They want the people to be governed. They don't want them to force it on them. They really want the people, you know, to feel like they need somebody to take care of them, you know, a government and that kind of shit. So they have to create a threat for something like that. Now, it's just really crazy. And we're getting really fucking off topic, but this is just very, very interesting.
Well, not really, considering our illustrious president's going to be absolutely involved. I mean, I think he's going to be the last president, too, and I've always said that we're one martial law away from having the Noah Hyde laws, because they didn't sign those things in the law not to use them.
That's very true.
And the penalty for breaking a Noah Hyde law is decapitation. And that's part of our federal law, people. That is federal law. And
most people don't know that. It's really crazy.
And that's scary, yeah. That's absolutely scary. And so you break the Noah Hyde law, which can be anything from blasphemy to idol worshiping, and you can get your head chopped off. Why is that U.S. law?
That is, you know? Well, that is crazy. That is really fucking crazy. Idol worshiping or blasphemy? Holy shit.
blaspheme. You blaspheme, and you know, who knows, if somebody says they're an atheist, that could be considered breaking Noah Hyde rule number one. I don't really know.
What is the religion that they want?
I see Christians and Muslims going to the gallows first. I really do.
Yeah, I really do.
Very
true.
But I don't think the FEMA camps are going to be overcrowded for long, Jap. If there's federal martial law and the Noah Hydes get enacted. I think heads are going to end up in baskets.
Yeah, they're going to find a way to start killing people off and make some fucking rumor, right? I'm pretty sure of that.
Yeah.
That's really crazy. It's really us. Well, damn. While we're talking about Noah Hyde's law, it's, where does it come from again? Its origins.
The Noah Hyde laws are actually really, really old.
Yes, exactly.
From a religious standpoint, I believe that they were given to the very first Gentiles, and it happened after the flood. That's why they're called the Noahide laws, and it's seven commandments.
Yeah.
And
wasn't it carved on a stone?
It's not the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments actually, according to the Noahide laws, and according to Reform Judaism, should not be practiced by Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing, according to them, that we have to live by are the seven Noahide laws, technically.
Yeah.
They say they have 613 commandments to live by, which the Ten Commandments are encompassed in that.
Yeah.
But we have seven. We only have seven that we have to live by. And the Sanhedrin actually came back in 2004, as the highest court in Israel, and they came back after a 1,600-year absence, exactly 1,600 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the Noahide laws were being pushed even more to other governments, and in 2008, even the Vatican adopted the Noahide laws, and I believe that all of the old words for God, like Yahweh and things like that, were also pulled from the Mass because it's considered blasphemy.
Oh, damn. That's crazy.
Yeah, to mention, it's blasphemy according to the Noahide laws.
When did they reenact these laws? Because those weren't always...
The Noahides were signed in, they were signed in the law in 1991. They were signed in the public law in 1991 by Bush Sr.
Yep, that's what I was thinking. That's crazy. That really is crazy.
Yeah.
People who are listening should really ask themselves, why the fuck does the United States need this shit? They didn't reenact this shit just for fucking fun. They're gonna use it.
No.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have done it. It's just crazy. It really is crazy.
So think about this, Jeff. Theoretically,
yeah.
Okay, let's say that the Nullhide laws are used during a martial law situation.
Yeah.
And somebody breaks a Nullhide law. There is no jail time.
No,
okay?
That's just...
There is no fines, there's no jail time. There is only one punishment for a Nullhide law, for breaking a Nullhide law.
Yeah.
Decapitation. There's only one punishment for it. And I'm looking on my blog right now because I'm going to get the serial number. Here we go.
Oh.
It is Public Law 102-14 of the 102nd Congress.
Wait a minute, say that again. Public Law, I'm looking it up and I'm going to post it. Public Law?
Public Law 102-14.
Yeah. Yes, 14.
Of
oh,
the
yeah.
102nd Congress.
Yep, here, yep, the 100, yep, I got it here. I'm going to post. Yeah, that's crazy. It says no as well. It's really fucking crazy.
President, too, honors these laws also. Mm-hmm. So Reagan honored the rabbi that made him popular again.
Mm-hmm.
And every year they're honored, but when Bush Sr. came into office, when he did the whole honor ceremony thing, it was signed into law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. It's beyond.
So every president on up till now, even Obama, has honored them. And
mm-hmm.
the majority of Israel, the people, would not be happy about this either, because they live under the Noahide laws as well, yet they have a constitution that protects them also.
Yeah.
But the Noahide laws loom in the background for them as well. I should point that out.
Yeah. I'm just looking here at the seven, the Noahide law. This is some ridiculous shit. Let's take number 3. Murder is forbidden, but if you murder, we're going to chop your head off. That's what it comes down on, right? The life
yeah.
of human being fought in God's name is sacred, so murder is forbidden. Cursing in the name of God is forbidden. Chop, your head is cut off. Death
sexual
is forbidden.
Promiscuity is forbidden. Let's say it's martial law and their food is rationed and somebody's hungry. Or
eating
they have
the
a drug problem
a
and
animal.
They steal food. Yeah, they steal food. Head's gone. Head in a
yep.
basket.
Yep. Let me see. Mankind is commanded to establish court of justice. And it just also ordered to enforce the first 6 laws and enact any other useful laws of customs. This is fucking crazy. It really is crazy.
Yeah.
Either you can only believe in one God and worship him, otherwise, boom, your head is off. Let's see. Incestuous and adulterous relations are forbidden. Human beings are not sexual objects, nor is pleasure the ultimate goal of life. Oh, that's really somehow. When you say that, and that's Nazi Germany already, but it's Nazi Germany on steroids. Let me say it like that. It's really crazy. And this is just part one. I can hear look about what they. Jesus Christ.
Well, the Noahide laws make it very easy to come up with reasons to kill people.
Yeah, yeah, that's very true. It's very true. Let me see what else do we got here. Yeah, we got everything, and every law has got like 20 or 10 points. Damn, against men, blah blah blah. Yeah, this is just really crazy. And Sarah,
yeah, there's sub laws to each of the 7 laws, and the Sanhedrin,
yeah.
I believe, came up with the sub laws to all of them. And the
yeah.
Sanhedrin will also be, that's the court that I think it will be taken to.
Mm.
A branch of the Sanhedrin. I don't know if it's just going to be those individuals picked,
mm-hmm.
or what, but they came up with all the sub laws
mm-hmm.
of it too. So there's a whole. I mean, it's not just I can avoid those 7 things, because each one of those things, really, it's 6 things, but each one of those 6 things have a ton of branches underneath them.
Yeah, I'm reading here law number 7, blasphemy, and I'm looking at. The sub-law, point 6, to study the Torah. What the actual fuck, man? This is crazy. This is really fucking crazy. And they can use this. But it's pretty fucking
mm-hmm.
crazy. 1 is to acknowledge the presence of God. 2 is to fear him. 3 is to pray to him. 4 to sanctify God's name and face of death where appropriate. Man, this is really crazy. somebody should fucking confront somebody from Congress from this. You know the video I sent to you with Misha Cat here in my country? Somebody should confront them like this and just see what their fucking reaction is, because this is really, it's really crazy. It's really crazy.
I mean, so, I can try and pay somebody a visit here in St. Louis, but our capital is in Jefferson City. I mean, typically the major city for commerce and, you know, in a state will be its capital, but that is not the case in Missouri. Missouri is one of the rare states in which its largest city is far away from its capital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really crazy. This is really crazy.
Yeah, somebody needs to. And this, you know, that's kind of why I wrote the blog, because
It needs to get out there.
Nobody knew about it. There was all this talk about guillotines and people saying that soldiers told them about guillotines, but it's like, okay, how do they justify that? And let's get through the disinformation. Let's get through the disinformation and let's see what the specifics are about it. And what I found were the Noah Hyde laws.
Yeah, you did that really fucking good, because I've read it and that is just into fucking detail. And that is really something that's, it's not really disinformation, but when you say, you know, the U.S. government has ordered, I don't know the number anymore, let's say 100,000 guillotines, then most people will look at you like you fucking lost it. But when you mention the Noah Hyde law in it, then it all makes fucking sense.
Yeah. If I go up to somebody and say, the government's going to start cutting off people's heads and there's guillotines at military bases, who's going to believe me? But if I show them the public law and I say, look at this, there's no denying it. There's absolutely no denying it. The only thing they can say from then on out is, well, they're never going to use it. Well, okay, well, why is it a law then?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a really good point, Evan. Really fucking nice. We just went a little bit of Noah Hyde's law, because that shit is, I don't know really the word for it, but it's crazy. I'm just going to call it crazy, because it's really out of there. And it's not something you would suspect from your fucking government. But you know, these days, nothing surprised me anymore. And I can remember that you showed me that shit, and I didn't know about it. How the fuck? I was like, what? No fucking way. No fucking way. But it's an official law. You know, that's something that people should think about. You don't have laws if you're not going to use them. It's really crazy.
And I bet the farm that the European Union has something for it too. I mean, I know that some nations in Europe already have it, but I bet the farm that the whole European Union has something. I really would. I know Australia does. I mean, if the Vatican has it, I mean, come on. Even the Vatican adopted the Noah Hyde laws.
Oh, if that is true, then we got them over here too. That's probably That must be. It really must be. If that is in Italy, then. Italy is not that really far away from here.
No.
And there's a difference. If you go in America is so fucking huge. When you guys go visit a relative in another state or something, we call that shit a vacation because of the same distance we can go. Yeah, if I go from here to Italy, I think it is about 800 miles or something, maybe less, probably less. I'm not sure, but it's not that much. Really crazy. Well, we gotta get back to Obama, man. We really got off topic there, but no, it's probably all in his fucking plan, in his little notebook. That's really crazy.
Well, I mean, if this is gonna happen in October and this dude's 100% that we're gonna go under martial law, then if the Noah Hydes are enacted, then it's gonna be because Obama says so. It'll be an executive order.
Yeah, that's true. The Noah Hyde's law, is that an executive order, or is that something that kicks into place when martial law will get there?
Well, the Bill of Rights in the Constitution would prevent the Noah Hyde's from being enacted because of freedom of religion.
Yeah.
So, and also cruel and unusual punishment, things like that.
But
the Constitution,
law,
it's all fair.
Exactly. That is what I'm talking about, because martial law will suspend the Constitution. So that's really a sneaky way around that. That's really crazy. Yeah, it really fucking is. Do you know, by any chance, does Noah Hyde's law, because when I'm reading that shit, does it have any connections to the Rothschilds and that kind of shit?
Oh, absolutely. Everything everything has a connection to the Rothschild family, guys. Everything has a connection. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Number one, they bought and they paid for Israel. They did.
There's really no denying that. Their name is on the Israeli government website. The handwritten or the old copy of the Balfour Declaration has been scanned and put on their government website.
Mm-hmm.
They built the Israeli Supreme Court. They built most of it. And, you know, one thing that I was going to bring up about Obama is I believe that, you know, all these people that were in his life that were communists, you know, communism and, well, Bolshevism is extreme communism. I mean, that was funded by the Rothschilds.
Mm-hmm.
The Bolsheviks were funded by the Rothschilds. Also, if you make that claim, you're considered anti-Semitic according to the 2004 Global Anti-Semitism Review Act as well.
If you make the claim
that the Rothschild family funded Stalin and the Bolshevik Revolution, then you're considered an anti-Semite. But the fact of the matter is this, that the Bolsheviks and the communists helped build Israel. Stalin was one of Israel's biggest supporters.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the biggest supporters. I believe he was either second or third to sign the UN Charter for Israel, and he sent in a lot of labor to help build it.
Yeah, no, that's really crazy.
And, it, you know, when the Bolsheviks killed the royal family in Russia, it was really no big shock because Nathan Rothschild made the statement and was quoted as saying that he would make sure that he killed the entire royal family in their line.
Yeah.
He would end the royal family of Russia. Yeah, he'd end them. And he did. He did exactly what he said he was going to do.
Yeah, but now they kicked him out, right? In Russia, they completely kicked out the Rothschilds.
What I saw is in 2006, Putin paid off Stalin's war debt and kicked the Rothschild family out and issued an arrest for George Soros. And that came straight out of Putin's mouth. And George Soros was probably Obama's biggest independent campaign funder. Soros backed him up, and Soros is a well-known Rothschild agent. He does not have the same power as a Rothschild, but he is pretty damn powerful. He really is.
That's crazy.
And he backed up Obama big time on his initial campaign run.
That's really crazy. So we got some facts here about Obama because we want to, you know, fight the fucking disinformation that goes about him. Evan, I'm just gonna make a little list. His nationality.
His nationality, I believe that he was born in Kent.
Okay, then. His political standpoint. What is his, you know, his vision? What do you think?
He tries to make it appear that he is an extremely far-left Democrat leaning towards being a socialist, but the fact of the matter is with his warmongering and his domestic policy, he looks very, very much fascist. He looks like he's trying to create a centrally controlled war machine. That would absolutely benefit the Rothschild family and global bankers because it's easier to control the money supply and to control the people that it's centrally controlled.
Perfect fucking answer. What are the people who are backing him up? Who are his allies?
Technically...
There are a lot.
Goldman Sachs is, as far as banks go, Goldman Sachs is the biggest one. George Soros is another big one. If the Rothschilds are doing it, and I believe they are, they'll be hidden in the background.
Yeah, it won't surprise me. They got their finger in the
game. There were a lot of wealthy, independent Ashkenazi Jews that have funded his campaign too individually, and I'll get the list of their names and put it up on our news page. But it should be said too that the same like banks and corporations that funded him also funded Romney and John McCain also. Not all the same, but there are mutual campaign contributors.
Yeah,
but the one that comes to everybody's mind is Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, and that's kind of the same like selling arms to both sides to both armies, you know, in a war. It's
hypocritical. Hedging a bet, basically.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. It makes people...
Yeah, they're hedging their bet.
Yeah, it's really crazy. What else have we got, you know? I can ask you about this cocksucker's opinion on his Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
The Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah, that's kind of funny because he won the damn thing right after he was inaugurated, basically, and he was still promising everybody that he was going to, end the two wars in America was in, but he hadn't done anything to earn it whatsoever. Hitler was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, I believe, and I think it was 1938, and that was the only year, and he was only one of two people nominated, and that was the only year that a Nobel wasn't given out. Stalin was also nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. It really doesn't mean a whole lot to win a Nobel these days. Kissinger won it, the European Union gave it to themselves. So,
the European Union gave it to himself?
Yeah, basically. The European Union wins the Nobel Peace Prize? I mean, come on.
That's just bizarre. That's really fucking... I don't know.
Surprised by Henry Kissinger, because he's probably one of the most evil motherfuckers on the planet.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Kissinger you asked for allies. He was advising Obama heavily, and I also forgot to mention that Warren Buffett was a financial advisor of Obama's when he was running for campaign in 2008. Now, there is a picture, a very popular picture out there of Warren Buffett, Baron Jacob de Rothschild, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. And that picture was actually taken 4 months, and it was at the Rothschild Mansion in England. I think it was in England. It could have been the one they had in France. They have so much property, it's hard to keep track. But it was 4 months before Arnold won the governor election in California.
Damn, that's crazy.
It's safe to say that Arnold was selected as governor. It's really safe to say that.
Yeah. What do you got to say, Sarah? I hear that you want to squeak something in. Go for it.
I actually stayed in California while the governor was holding office, and that was pretty interesting.
He got
in trouble a couple of times while I was out there. I remember he wrecked his motorcycle, and he busted up his face really good.
Oh, shit. Okay, then. That's some crazy fucking shit.
He had a lot of other stuff going on, too. He had that child with the housekeeper or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They all have crazy, weird second lives, third lives, stuff going on in their personal lives that we don't even know about.
Yeah, it's really crazy. It really is. I want to talk about something, and we completely fucking forgot this. I think it's a false flag attack on Benghazi. You know about this, Evan? Because he ordered the troops to stand the fuck down.
He watched the whole thing go down too, snuff film.
Yeah, that's exactly how he did it. Like a snuff film. You said it really
like
fucking
a snuff
evil.
Film, dude. I don't mean to laugh about the ambassador getting killed or anything, but they did. They fucking put the feet up on the table and watched that. And if Blair was with us, he'd say, well, of course, they're psychopaths. They probably didn't bat an eye watching that man get tortured and killed.
They probably didn't give a flying fuck. Probably not.
Right.
Like a snuff film.
Like a snuff film. Exactly like a snuff film. And you know what? They were pussyfooting around the whole issue. Too.
Yeah.
Okay, they tried to say it was because of that anti-Muslim video that those people were pissed, probably to start, more problems with the Muslim community, but it really didn't have anything to do with that Muslim video, now did it? Because happened was, is Obama launched an illegal war in Libya and deposed their only leader for the past 30 years, but a very popular leader,
and then
he droned the shit out of Libya. So... let's call a spade. They fucking tore that embassy up to get back at him.
Yeah, of course. And I think
Libya wasn't a false flag, and they turned the whole thing. And Clinton was there watching the snuff film too. Hillary Clinton was sitting there with her feet kicked up, probably popping popcorn, watching the whole thing, and she can't give anybody any answers. Typical. And then she says, "What did she say after the fact? Why does it even matter? Why does it matter?"
Right. Yeah, that's
why does it matter, Sarah? Why should it matter?
I don't know. People got killed and they watched it.
our tax money
paid for that fucking embassy, and it paid for that man's salary, and it paid for those troops that guarded them that got killed too.
It probably also paid for the fucking TV where they were watching a snuff film on.
Right. We paid for the TV, we paid for the satellite fee, we paid for everything. And the bottom line is when the American public asks a question, they have to answer, which they haven't been doing that for the last 100 years.
Yeah, I don't really see them doing that. It's not really something I see the Obama administration and the U.S. government as a whole. I don't really see them caring a shitload about the people, to be honest. That's just my opinion.
More and more stuff keeps happening because the public does not have a very long attention span. So they don't want to continue talking about these things for very long. So they give them something new, like another false flag, that people can surround themselves with for a little while until something happens.
Yeah, it's very true. Hey, look, the Boston bombing. Oh, fuck, Jersey Shore is on. Forget it. Forget that shit. It's really crazy. And now with Aaron Alexis and the Navy Yard shooting. I just watched that video, and even so, I was riding mill caps. I was going all fucking lunatic. I was like, dude, the FBI is here talking about HAARP in the fucking public. They admitted that the my ELF weapon stands for extremely low frequency. It's just out of this world. You know, they're sneakily coming forward with this shit. You know, they're trying to sneak it in the public, and I don't know how the world or how America will be in 10 years, but in 10 years I think it will be just a normal fucking thing. I think people won't bat a fucking eye about it when somebody got crazy because the government, and it sounds really fucking out there, but because the government was controlling his mind. It's not something crazy, they can do this. They've done it before. Now why the fuck won't they do it again? Why won't they do it tomorrow, and why wouldn't they have done it yesterday? Just to say it like that. They're really fucking psychopaths. And I really don't give a shit about people. It's really crazy. And Obama, and this has got to be said, we are doing a show on Obama, but I think everybody here agrees on that Obama is practically a nobody. He is just some fucking Zionist has his hands deep up in his asshole, and he's just controlling everything that he's saying, you know, figure of speech. He probably is nothing. But, you know, it's important because people, you know, it's Stockholm Syndrome. People are still fucking following him like he's the fucking Messiah himself. And I can remember that he had most of the American and African community in his pocket. And I think, well, not everybody, but a lot of them still do. You know, it's just really, how do you say this? He's deceiving the people. It really is. And let me see, we still got like 15 minutes left, I think. So if people want to call in, this is the time you can call in. You know, I don't know, Rutan, how many time do we got? Do we got the full 2 hours, or do we got the hour and 50 minutes?
Hour and 50 minutes.
Hour and 50 minutes, okay. So in 50 minutes, it's over.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about Obama's Masonic ties, and I want to talk about the Council on Foreign Relations.
Oh, yeah.
Just real quick, I want to. But before I do that, Ted Martinez sent something
that
he was talking about earlier in the week. It says, oaths of office fall under Title 22, CFR 92.12-92.30-31, which falls under foreign relations. They have to relinquish their national citizenship when they take their oath. When they relinquish their citizenship, they must sign themselves into the Secretary of State as a foreign agent under Title 8 USC Section 1481. So, politicians relinquish their citizenships, and they're not considered U.S. citizens when they take their oaths for office. I don't know if that applies to all of them, but Ted specifically sent that in regards to Obama. Do you guys know that?
Are we having technical difficulties?
I can hear you just fine. It sounds like there's something in the background somewhere.
Yeah, I can't hear Jeff. I know he said he'd be back in a minute, and I can't hear Sarah. Sarah, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here now. I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good. All right. I didn't catch that message when Jeff said he was going to be back in a few minutes. That's probably static from his microphone, actually. I also wanted to, I said I was going to mention his Masonic ties and his CFR ties. Let me find my notes here. As far as the CFR goes, Obama was nominated early on in his political career to be a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. I don't know if a lot of people know about the Council of Foreign Relations, but it is an evil group. It is a think tank, and it's another one of those groups that, you know, you're going to see Bilderberg steering committee members that are a part of, too. It's not a United States agency, per se.
From the UN, the Vatican.
And they discuss U.S. foreign policy with foreign officials, and they're not technically supposed to do that. It's a violation of the Logan Act. Obama, the man who grew up a Muslim but has been financed by atheistic wannabe Jews, because they're not real Jews, they're Rothschild family, who now says he's a Christian, has a new spiritual advisor, pastor of the Super Church, Rick Warren.
Super church? What the fuck is
it's a mega. It's what they call a mega church here in America, Jeff. It's like a nationwide donated church.
Okay, I know what you mean.
He's very wealthy. He claims that he donates 90% of his income, and every year he donates 1% more. That's what he says. But Rick Warren, also his son, just committed suicide, and he's made some appearances on Piers Morgan. Pastor Rick Warren, for whatever reason, is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, too.
Oh, that is not good. I've heard a lot of evil shit about that council.
Yeah. The Council of Foreign Relations is just, it's, you know how they say that the United States is supposed to have three branches, and it's the legislative, judicial, and executive branch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can pretty much replace that with Bilderberg and Council on Foreign Relations and military.
Yeah, fair. But I've heard that
really
that,
you can.
I've heard from somebody, and this was this person. You know, he was not anymore. He was pretty deep in that kind of shit. It must be like 10 years ago from him. It must be like a few years ago from me that he told me that, and he said Bilderberg and that kind of shit. It's more to keep people, how do you say that, to keep them distracted. No, oh, look at here. We cannot let people in. So you know that shit is going down here and that kind of shit. But he said it's a big fucking distraction. You know, he told me, and this person that teach me almost everything, he said the world is being run from Israel. And the people who come out of Israel, they mostly go into politics and that kind of shit. And you can see it here in my country. There's some fucking cocksucker in the politics here. And he's saying you gotta get rid of all the fucking Muslims in your country because they're stealing your jobs and that kind of shit. And most people think that it's a true Dutchman, but he's schooled in Israel for 8 fucking years. And people don't question that kind of shit. And that's the same with US politics. Because more than 50% of US politicians, they have double fucking passports. to go back to Israel, and I'm pretty curious when, you know, if we go back to Noahide's law, what are the politicians going to do? Because when there is fucking anarchy in the streets, they won't last very long. Do you think that they will go back to Israel under the law of return? You know, just like Alex Jones, because he's trumping everybody up. You know, like, oh, we gotta get in the fucking streets and hang those motherfuckers. But I think when shit goes down, that he will be safe in Israel somewhere with his wife. What do you think about that, Evan?
He hopes he'll be safe. I mean,
yeah.
That's what he hopes. You know, the dual citizenship and passports.
Yeah.
Most of the people they're behind the scenes in the politics. They're the advisors.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like Rahm Emanuel was, and a lot of the people that have funded the campaigns of all these men and have been their financial advisors or campaign advisors. They're the ones with the dual citizenship.
I don't know what the fuck Rahm Emanuel thinks he's doing in Chicago, but Chicago is a fucking mess.
Yeah,
it really is. It is just messed up.
It's really fucking mess. And then look where all the fucking billions of dollars are going into foreign countries and that kind of shit. You know, they're just going to let Chicago bleed the fuck out. They don't give a fucking shit. They really don't.
I have a big problem with something else, too, as far as political officials go. And that's secret societies, okay?
Not that
Freemasons, not that Freemasonry is really that secret anymore, but really don't know that. We don't know the truth about what really goes on. We really don't. And they're not allowed to tell us. And if you know somebody that's a Mason and they tell you something about Freemasonry or they tell you that you're wrong about something, you can't believe them either way. And the reason that you can't believe them, and I don't care how long you've known them or how good a friend you think you are to them, you can't believe somebody that took a blood oath to swear secrecy. You can't do it. They take it, you know, and if you look at a 33-degree Mason, they've taken at least 33 blood oaths not to ever tell the truth about what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And Barack Obama is a Prince Hall Freemason. Like every black leader, he's a Freemason. And the Prince Hall Freemasons are the black Freemasons.
Mm.
And right after he was inaugurated in Washington, D.C., they threw an inaugural party for him also.
Mm.
So.
You want to know something funny? I just read it. Minister Farrakhan, you know him, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have mixed feelings on him. I like what he says sometimes. He's like Ron Paul for me. I have mixed feelings.
I understand what you mean. Obama and him, fuck man, I was just scrolling along this. I could really find it. But I'm just going to say what, oh wait, I think I got it. They are good friends, but Farrakhan, he supported Obama, and that is something that makes me double think Farrakhan. But Obama has zero problems with Farrakhan having, what they would call anti-Semitic views and that kind of shit.
Right.
So it makes me think a little bit about what his intentions are. Not Obama, but for Farrakhan. Now, this is just something that I just skipped by, but it's really, something to think about. It's really crazy. He doesn't really care about that. Because Farrakhan, he speaks the truth about Israel and the banks and the foreign banksters and the Rothschilds and that kind of shit, so it's really crazy, it really is. As you see, we got like 3 minutes left. Well, now it should be like 2 minutes and 30 seconds, I think. So we got to close.
I have
out
one more juicy piece of gossip about Barack Obama, I gotta say.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is pretty good. When he was in the State Senate in Illinois, there were rumors. And a man named Larry Sinclair actually made a video, a YouTube video, where he was speaking to a large crowd, I believe, and Larry alleged that he had a sexual relationship and engaged in drug use with Senator Obama at the time. After he made this YouTube video, he literally walked out the door and was arrested and whisked away. And it was for, and what I'm reading on Wikipedia is, it was for forgery and bad checks and theft by check. I believe when Biden was asked about it, Biden said, oh, well, he was going to be arrested anyways, but he has given some pretty detailed stories about it.
Mm.
And there's also a book written by Jeff Rentz, and there's even some conspiracy and some talk about murder. With Obama and Larry Sinclair. So it might be worth looking into for everybody. But I believe one of the stories was he gave Obama a blowjob in the back of a limo while they smoked crack together, basically. So, I'm not making this up. This is what he said. I'm not saying it happened, but I'm saying this is what Larry Sinclair says. The YouTube video has been seen by a ton of people, but has been largely ignored by the mainstream media.
It's not unlikely. I'll just say that.
I have not had sexual intercourse with that woman. It's the first thing that comes to mind.
Right. Well, there's been a lot of rumors about Obama being a homosexual. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but there's just been a lot of... You know, what's wrong with it is for him to say that he's a Christian and be married and have two children, but be a homosexual at the same time. It's not fair to his family. And it's not fair to him to lie to the country.
either. Even if it's his personal life, for him to deny things or lie to the country, that's another thing too. When you run for political office, your life belongs to the public.
Yeah, very true. But we gotta cut off. I'm hearing music already. Get some last words.
I really don't have many last words. I hope that our first caller, our only caller, I don't know what to say about that, but we need to keep our eyes peeled.
Yeah, that was really crazy what he said, and people really need to, you know, listen to what he said. Look at what is going on with Greece. It might go on up here. It's really crazy. Well, we want to thank everybody.
Thank you, Jeff and Sarah, for joining me again.
You know,
Jeff, best co-host in the universe.
No fucking problem. You know it. Couldn't done it without you, brother. Couldn't done it without you. Sarah, thanks
right.
a lot, for, as always, for being on the panel. Thanks for everybody. Thanks for everybody listening in. And we see you all next week. Thursday, hammer down.
Next week, more mind control.
Oh yeah, we're gonna do that. Perfect. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Over their shoulder, we want
to get
once those intentions are made known, we can get to the nitty gritty of the problem. We can get to the core of the problem. We can get to the root of the problem. And then we